It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey neighbor, glad we're together again. You know what? I'm tree sitting today. This is a little oak tree that Mr. McFeely asked if I would take care of for a while. Let's take it to the kitchen. Hi, fish. That's the tree. And in my pocket is an acorn. And an acorn is a seed. And if I should plant this acorn, it would grow into another tree like this one. Acorns grow into oak trees. Isn't that wonderful? Did I tell you Mr. McFeely loaned this tree to me? In fact, I thought I might draw a picture of the tree and give it to him. I'll leave the acorn right there and make a little present for Mr. McFeely. What do you think? Well, this tree grows just the way you grow. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. Now I tell you, I'm not a great artist by any means, but I do like to draw nonetheless. Let's go see who that is. Whoever it is, I'll show that person my drawing. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely himself. Mr. McFeely.
Delivery. I have the other tree. Would you mind tree sitting it as well?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Here is a drawing of the first tree, the oak.
Did you draw it?
I did. I'm not a very good artist, but I drew it for you.
Well, I like it very much. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Stand right there.
Yes.
And I'm going outside and get the other tree. Oh, in fact, cover your eyes.
All right.
So I'll be right back.
Okay.
Be right back.
Cover my eyes.
Cover your eyes.
Must be a surprise.
It is. I want to see if you can guess what kind of tree this is by just touching it.
Oh, just touch
it. Just touching it.
Oh, it feels like a pine tree.
You're right. It's a pine tree.
Oh, there we are.
And I'd like to show you where the seeds come from. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a pine cone.
Yes.
And every part of the pine cone has a seed inside of it.
You mean each one of these?
Each one has a seed. Now, see, I can give you a seed. There's, you can keep that.
And this grew from such a little seed as that.
That's right. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it is wonderful, and so are you.
Well, I have more deliveries, but I'll be back to pick up both the trees. Now, you don't mind tree sitting, do you?
Happy to tree sit for you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks again for that oak picture.
And you're welcome.
Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you. Now we're tree sitting two trees. oak tree, meet pine tree. Look at that. In there is a little seed that, if it were planted, would grow into a pine tree like this. It's amazing how a tree can grow from a little seed. I think I'll just set up our model of the neighborhood of make-believe right here. I think we'll use the Eiffel Tower today. One tree behind the castle. Who works in the factory? Cornflake especially. And who lives in this tree? Henrietta Pussycat and X the Owl. And what about the museum go-round? Who lives and works there? Lady Elaine Fairchild. And the platypus family in that mound. And what about the clock? Daniel Tiger. Okay, let's just use our imaginations and pretend that we're visiting the neighborhood of make-believe. Here we go. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, Trolley, I'm just not getting it. Doesn't look like it at all. I think it's too short. And the light's no good. Oh, that doesn't seem to make any difference. I think I'll just give up.
What a charming drawing.
Oh, hi, Mayor Maggie.
Did you do this yourself?
I did. And it doesn't look like Grandpere's place at all.
It has the feel of it. I really like it.
But I wanted it to look exactly like Grandpere's tower. I'm just no artist.
Why don't we show it to Grandpere? See what he says.
You can do what you want with it. I was going to rip it up.
Want to come with me?
No, thank you. I'll go play soccer. That's something I can do well.
Okay. I'll let you know what Grandpere says. I'm telling you, Prince Tuesday, I really like it.
See you later, Mayor Maggie.
Okay. Grandpere! Où est Grandpere?
Ah, oh, Mère Maggie, bonjour.
Bonjour, grand-père. Comment ça va?
Ah, ça va très bien et même beaucoup mieux maintenant. Vous avez quelque chose à me montrer?
Yes, I do. I have a drawing by a local artist that I wanted you to see.
Ah, my tower. Ma tour Eiffel, c'est charmante, ça. This drawing, c'est charmante.
I think so, too.
It has just the right feel to it.
Just what I said.
Who is the artist?
Do you really like it, grand-père?
Prince Mardi, c'est toi qui l'a fait?
Yes, I did it. And I didn't think anyone would like it. But Mayor Maggie thought you might.
Well, she was correct. I would like to frame it and put it out for everyone to see.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Would you help to make the frame, Mardi?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Uh-huh.
What about your soccer game?
Oh, that can wait.
Well, I'll see you gentlemen later.
Merci, Mère Maggie.
Yes, thanks, Mayor Maggie.
Au revoir.
Thanks a lot.
I'm proud of you.
And I do.
Thank you.
Hello, Henrietta.
Meow.
What a beautiful day to be living in a treehouse.
Meow, love meow treehouse.
I was wondering, Henrietta, what kind of tree is this?
Meow. Meow, make-believe meow.
A make-believe tree, of course.
Oh, hello there.
Hello, X. How are you?
Yeah, I'm excited. That's how I am.
Why are you excited?
My cousin's coming to visit.
Oh, you mean your cousin Mary Owl?
That's who I mean. Cousin Mary, who lives in a sycamore tree.
Meow, love, meow, meow, Mary.
I think everybody does. She's always thinking up something fun to do, like singing tree, tree, tree and all.
Why don't we three sing it? And that'll help pass the time till she gets here.
Oh, sing and sign?
Sure, sing and sign.
Oh, good.
Tree, 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 tree.
Thought I heard tree, tree, tree.
Oh, indeed. I'm so glad you're here.
I've taken up videography.
Videography?
Yes. I'm an artist with a video camera.
Meow, meow. Artist, meow?
Well, some people draw, some people paint, and some people dance, and some people sing. They're all kinds of artists. Oh.
What kind of videos do you make?
Mostly trees.
X told me that you live in a sycamore tree.
Oh, I do. I love that tree. Want to see some video of it?
Oh, sure we do. I'd like that.
Just look right here. Just keeps growing and growing.
Oh, do you have other pictures of trees, Cousin Mary?
Oh, I surely do. I'll show you the tape I made for the OCS video course.
Oh, good.
OCS.
Owl Correspondence School.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Just look in here again.
That last part was the OCS headquarters, wasn't it?
Yes, and that's how I ended my tree video, right at headquarters.
Oh,
Meow, meow, meow. Wonderful video,
yes, that
meow.
That was a wonderful video. Meow. Some of the movements of those trees make me feel like dancing.
Meow, meow.
Know what it made me feel like?
What's that?
Singing the OCS song.
Start it off, X.
Okay. Our correspondence school, dear OCS, we do our lessons and we get a U or S. We hope for an S. So
our correspondence school, dear OCS, our correspondence school, we love you best. We love you best.
Well, I surely love all of you. I have a meeting at the castle, but I'll see you all later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
All righty. Yes, Trolley, Cousin Mary Owl came for a visit. Oh, I do too.
Wasn't that a beautiful video that Cousin Mary made of all those different trees? I just loved seeing that. Do you have any favorite trees? I remember a tree in the neighborhood where I grew up. I used to talk to that tree, tell it how beautiful it was and how glad I was to live beside it. I guess I've always loved trees. Ever since I was a little boy. Tree, 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 we love you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We love you. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Fish, fish, fish. You are hungry. Oh, that may be Mr. McFeely. I'll put the seeds in my pocket and take the trees with me in case it is he. It is Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Your trees.
Thank you for tree sitting.
You're certainly welcome.
Well, can we put them in my delivery bike?
Certainly.
Okay, it's right out here.
Very good.
There you go.
Be glad to. You're right to go home with Mr. McFeely.
The basket right here.
Wow. You have really decorated this tricycle.
Well, you notice well. I put some paper ribbon in the spokes.
I should say.
Paper decorations in the handlebars.
And what's this?
Well, you'll notice how much your drawing helps.
Thank you for using that, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Yeah?
If you would like to see a videotape how people make adult trikes like this one.
Do you have one? Have a video of that?
Right here in my permanent collection. There it is.
How people make adult tricycles. Mm-hmm. Do you have time to show it?
I certainly do.
Good. Let's put it on picture.
All
picture.
Right. Picture, picture. Here we come.
Yeah, right.
And as we're watching the tape, I'll tell you all about it.
Very good. How people make adult tricycles. Yours is a great one. Let's look at that from picture, picture.
When people make adult tricycles, they start with the frame.
The frame.
Yeah, this man uses this machine to bend the metal tubes into correct shapes for the frame.
Oh. That's fun to watch. Look at that.
They're the frames.
Mm-hmm.
After that, this woman welds the different metal pieces together. And she makes sure the parts are in place and secure. And now she's ready to weld.
Would you tell us about welding?
Well, welding is when you make two parts of something so hot, they melt together. See how she does it?
Mm-hmm. It must be extremely hot.
Oh, it is. That's why she wears that special helmet and gloves.
So when it cools, it must become very strong.
Oh, yes, it does. And after the frame parts are welded, they need to be painted. And that's what this woman does in this big paint booth. She's spray painting.
Uh-huh. Just sprays it on.
See all the different parts of the frame?
Looks like they're on some assembly line or something.
Well, they are, and they move very slowly through an oven so the paint can dry. That's like a big oven.
Uh-huh. Looks like they're dancing.
Now, this woman attaches the front fork to the frame.
The what?
The fork. That's where the front wheel will go.
Well, that does look like a fork there.
And then this woman attaches the crank.
The crank?
Mm-hmm. You'll see. There it is.
Is that for the pedals?
That's where the pedals will go a little later.
Uh-huh.
She has to do a few things to it first.
Boy, look at that taking shape.
And she's tightening it. On it goes.
It's a beautiful design.
Now, here are all the rest of the parts that need to be put together.
I'm wondering where the wheels are.
Here come the wheels.
There they are.
Well, now, these two men need to work together to finish putting the tricycle together. Now, that's the rear part of the frame.
First wheel.
Yep. Now they put the back wheel on. Make sure that one's secure. He's pounding it down.
Mm-hmm. The other wheel's on the back. So now comes the third wheel.
On the front. And you see he's tightening the bolts to make sure it's on nice and safe.
Those tricycles have a lot of parts, don't they?
They certainly do. Now, on go the pedals. More tightening.
Spin it around. Looks like it's almost finished. But obviously it needs the seat and the handlebars.
Right, you are. There. Well, there's the seat, and there are the handlebars. And now he's attaching the handbrake cable.
Oh, so you can stop it by squeezing the handbrake.
Yeah, watch, he'll do it. That's how you stop it, by squeezing it.
Uh-huh.
That's the last thing they did. And that's how people assemble adult tricycles.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. That's really interesting.
Well, you're welcome.
You know something that I would really like?
Well, what's that?
I'd like to hear you sing your Speedy Delivery song on your Speedy Delivery tricycle.
Well, you've got it. Just follow me.
All right.
Right this way. I'll put the tape back in the basket here.
Uh-huh. It looks so beautiful.
All decorated. Thank you very much. I enjoyed decorating it. Now I'll get on my bicycle, my tricycle, I should say. If there's anything you want. If there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Is that fun? What a wonderful neighbor. Speedy delivery to you. Do you ever ride a tricycle? Well, sometime you could think of making deliveries the way Mr. McFeely does. This tricycle. I have my seeds in here. And to think that these seeds could grow into an oak tree and a pine tree. Isn't that wonderful? And then there would be more beautiful trees in this world, more expressions of beauty. Mm-hmm. Just like you. I like being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You will have things that you'll want to talk about. And maybe you'll have things that you'll want to draw about too. There's so many ways of saying who you are and how you feel. I really like being with you. Goodbye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other PBS stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We thank you.